Welcome to this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week from WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Utility giants Duke Energy, Dominion Energy, Piedmont Natural Gas, and other partners want to build what opponents of this decision call a dirty, dangerous fracked gas pipeline, which would run from West Virginia through Virginia and nearly all of North Carolina, even potentially into South Carolina. One of those groups with concerns is Asheville-based The Sierra Club. My guest is Kelly Martin, who serves as director of Sierra Club's Beyond Dirty Fuels campaign. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
As we begin our conversation, is there a name for this pipeline?
This is the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Kelly, for those companies involved, what do they say justifies their reasons for making this pipeline happen? And I imagine their feelings compared to the feelings of Sierra are quite different.
The Atlantic Coast Pipeline is being proposed as a massive way to bring fracked gas from West Virginia down into North Carolina, potentially even into South Carolina. But the thing is that we don't need the gas. We don't need it for electricity, and we don't need it for industrial purposes. And so what this really is it's a way for the utilities to make a whole lot of money by raising our rates to pay for this pipeline. They get a huge return, in fact, 14% rate of return on this pipeline, whether or not gas even ever flows through it.
One of the quotes from your organization was that this creates conflicts of interest. Would you please explain?
Sure. So the Atlantic Coast Pipeline is owned, as you noted, by Duke Energy and Dominion Energy, the utility companies that have a captive rate base here in Virginia and in North Carolina. So what that means is that they have justified the pipeline by saying they need the gas, but Duke Energy is buying and selling to itself. And so it's really hard to believe that this is actually needed when the only justification is Duke Energy saying it'll buy the gas from its own subsidiary.
I understand you're concerned about the impacts from this venture that you say would involve climate change and air quality. One of the quotes from the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, they said that it's natural gas, it burns cleaner, significantly lowers emissions, improves air quality. What are your feelings on this?
Here's the problem there, is that gas is cleaner to burn at the power plant itself. But the main problem with the leaking of methane, which is the primary pollutant from gas, is at where it's drilled and is along the pipeline itself, and they leak, as well as burning at the power plant. And so what we know from a climate perspective is that methane is actually 87 times as potent a greenhouse gas as carbon dioxide. And that's over a 20-year period, which is the time when we need to act on climate change now. Cost of renewables like solar and wind coming down so rapidly. We know that it's better for consumers, and it's better for air quality, and it's better for our climate if we go to renewable energy and don't rely or make investments that would last decades in dirty fracked gas.
This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Kelly Martin, director of Sierra Club's Beyond Dirty Fuels campaign. As we talk about the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, we're talking about Sierra being one of many groups concerned and opposed to the plans of this pipeline. Kelly, this, of course, would be a huge pipeline, of course, including several states, but what's the proposed route look like just for North Carolina?
It would run in the eastern part of the state. So this is proposed to start in West Virginia, to then cut through the National Forest in Virginia, the George Washington National Forest in Virginia, and the Monongahela National Forest in West Virginia are important public lands. It would cut through those, come through rural land in Virginia, across the mountains, and head east. And this is a place where there's been widespread opposition from landowners who are risking and potentially going to see their land seized through the use of eminent domain. Maine to build this pipeline, and then down into North Carolina over in the eastern part of the state. And then it goes all the way down along the, not quite the coast, but in the Piedmont. They may plan to take it into South Carolina as well. Further evidence that we don't actually need it for North Carolina. So this pipeline would cut across hundreds of streams, multiple rivers, and in North Carolina alone would go through four watersheds. And that's a tremendous impact. Drilling under rivers, our water quality with the sedimentation from building the pipeline, as well as to the wildlife that lives in our rivers and streams.
Have federal regulators given full approval to the pipeline, and what about individual states' rights?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is the entity that oversees the approvals for federal approvals for frack gas pipelines. It's important to note that we are in the middle of a massive build out of frack gas pipelines. Some 107 pipelines are currently proposed in front of the FERC. They are relying on an antiquated, outdated law from the 1970s, last updated in the 1970s, that gives them the authority to approve these pipelines. So they have given conditional approval to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The pipeline still needs several very big permits and approvals from the states, from all three states, and those include water permits. And the states would have to issue a permit that says, and a certification that basically says, that the pipeline construction will not impact the state's water quality standards. In North Carolina, Governor Cooper's administration, the Department of Environmental Quality, has been looking very closely at the permit applications for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. They've requested new information four times to try and assess whether or not actually the pipeline would meet or violate the state's water quality standards. It's our hope that North Carolina will look at this and understand that there is no way that this pipeline could be constructed and not impact our water quality.
Kelly, in closing, what's next and what does a possible timetable look like for Duke and others as they continue to push their project?
We will be anticipating decisions out of the state agencies in just the next couple of months as whether or not this project can move forward. Sierra Club is working with our partners and our members to ensure that the Atlantic Coast Pipeline never gets built.
There's always two sides to every story, and we, of course, will try to provide that. We do want to let you know that the Atlantic Coast Pipeline shows on their webpage that outside of organizations and businesses listed as supporters, and that's quite a very long list, they also have numerous senators in support. They also say that the pipeline will create over 17,000 jobs during construction and support thousands more with new industries. They also say energy consumers will save an estimated $377 million annually on their utilities. And they say natural gas burns cleaner, significantly lowering emissions and improving air quality. And again, Kelly Martin, thank you for being with us from the Sierra Club, expressing your concern today about the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's the Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.